Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
And joined now, Key, by Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, former Brooklyn Nets executive. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
What's happening, Coach?
A lot of conversation about Kyrie potentially going to the Lakers. How realistic is that?
Well, I mean, I guess it's realistic as far as how much are you willing to, I guess, where does he fall in the pecking order of priorities? You know, if he's ahead of Rui Hachimura, which I don't think he is, then, yeah, I think it's realistic. And I think it's, you know, certainly you can keep Austin Reeves. And if Kyrie's willing to come for a significant discount, then at the cost of Hachimura, then, yeah, that's realistic here. I think, you know, certainly keeping both those players and then going out and get Kyrie as a free agent is probably unrealistic, unless, of course, the Mavericks want to cooperate in a sign and trade here. But, I think it's all up to what direction the Lakers want to go. And from my sense is that Hachimura and Reeves are a priority. And if they are the priority, that basically takes Kyrie out of play, unless, of course, he comes out of a significant discount or, as I said, in a sign and trade. And I think the big concern, and yeah, I think everyone would have loved to have Kyrie in the Denver series here. My concern would be getting there, you know, getting through an 82-game season with those three players, what's left around them. And I know whether it be Beasley or D'Angelo Russell or Jared Vanderbilt, the guys they traded for really didn't have much of an impact in the Denver series here. It's just about, you know, getting through an 82-game season and being not a play-in team. And I don't know if you can guarantee that this Laker team could be that with Kyrie on the roster.
Yeah, that's what I said, Bobby, that to have the three with nothing else around them would be a concern of mine. But you said that Rui is probably, I don't know, more of an option for the Lakers than Kyrie. Why do you feel that way?
I just look at it, I think, big picture, Keyshawn. I think the writing's kind of on the wall as far as where this team is. We're almost going to start being in a transition phase here where, I mean, as we saw with LeBron's, you know, remarks after the Denver series here, and I do expect him back next year. But eventually, like, this roster is going to have to transition to some of these younger players here. And I think with where they owe picks, and I know they have their own pick this year, where they owe that New Orleans a pick in 24 and Utah a pick in 27, this roster is, you know, doesn't have many young players here, you know, certainly besides Austin Reeves. And so I just think he is certainly a priority. Now, if you said to me now, hey, we've got 1 year to win it all, and who cares what happens in the future, then I could say, yeah, maybe you go swing for the fences. And if Kyrie's willing to come and it's at the expense of at the Hachimura, and you just basically build it out with younger players. But I just think, you know, just talking to people around the league and talking to people closer to that organization, eventually there's going to be a transition phase as far as to some of these younger players here. And I know, I guess when you have LeBron, you're always in a win now mode here, but eventually it's going to come. Is it going to come a year from now or 2 years from now? I don't know. But I do think he is certainly a priority on their list.
Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, former Brooklyn Nets executive, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and of course, Max. Bobby, Corey Alexander was on with us a little earlier and talked about possibly adding Draymond Green to the mix. Is that a good fit for the Lakers if that was to take place?
Well, anybody would love Draymond. Yeah, I mean, I think he would be a perfect fit. It just comes down to what the cost is, right? I mean, I think he would certainly, if you had certainly Draymond, and, you know, I don't know who goes out, you know, who does that cost, AD? I mean, who goes out in a trade? That's the big thing.
Well,
here.
AD, he has that player. He has that player option at $27 million. And on top of that, Rich Paul is the agent to many, you know, NBA players, as you know, most notable LeBron James and Anthony Davis, so he can opt out with the Warriors and then from there figure out a deal to some degree for the Lakers, play the five, AD slides to the four.
Yeah, no, I know that. I mean, but it's the question. It's basically going back to, you can get Draymond if you take Hachimura out. I mean, that's basically, it's the Kyrie question again, right? You can put Draymond in that $27, $28 million slot and keep Austin Reeves, and you build out the roster from there. Certainly that would be, something that's, they'll look at here. But the big question too is that, how much longer do you want to keep players like Draymond and LeBron and AD on your roster for? Like, if LeBron's not going to be only going to be here for 2 years, does it make sense to have Draymond Green on your roster for three or four more years? Certainly on a 2-year deal, I'd love to do that. But it all comes down to, as far as the pecking order, as far as what your priorities are. If your priorities are Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura, then players like Draymond Green and Kyrie Irving are not in play. I mean, that's just the reality of it, just based on kind of where their finances are.
Bobby Marks, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby, what's the market for James Harden, do you think? We're hearing, there's an appetite, so to speak, to give him $200 million on a 4-year deal around the league. What do you think that market is?
Well, I think if there's a team to do it, it's Houston. I think just based on how, they've got so many of these young players and 10 players on rookie contracts here, 4 for $200 for James Harden is a big number. I mean, basically at 37 years old, he'd be making $61, $62 million. That is a huge, huge number. But as I said, if there's a team out there that basically Houston would be waving the white flag to kind of rebuilding kind of with a Harden deal. So I really just, outside of Houston, I mean, certainly it's his own team, Philadelphia, and it's a matter of if the Sixers are willing to kind of commit that money here, and do they feel like they're forced to? If Houston comes in with a big number, and does Philly feel like they're forced to give him $210 million? But on a level playing field, there's no advantage that Philadelphia has over Houston just based on both teams only can offer 4-year contracts here. So that's, it's basically those two teams. Outside of that, I don't see a market for him.
What about markets? What about Tatum and Brown, though? No matter how this ends in Boston, whether they lose this next game and they're out of it, what does this mean for Tatum and Brown? Do you bring them both back? Do you try to sign and trade one? Like, what do you do?
I would bring them both back. I think it's easier to pivot a year or two from now. They're still going to be in their mid to late 20s here. I would sign Brown to an extension this offseason. Certainly Tatum the following year, and then figure it out there. It's hard for, Jaylen Brown on an expiring contract does not have as great as value as Jaylen Brown on a big contract here. Wings are hard to find. Wings in this league are hard to find. So for me, I would bring it back. I would probably look at some of the maybe smaller moves, whether evolve around Marcus Smart or, Malcolm Brogdon certainly here, but for me, I would bring both of those plays back. I know the cost is going to be over $600 million here, but I think Utah certainly showed this past year that, when you have two players and Gobert and Mitchell on your contract, you can always pivot eventually here. So I'm not doing anything, and I know, this series might end in 5 or 6, or maybe we can get to 7, or maybe even Boston gets, does the unthinkable and gets to an NBA Finals here. I just prioritize, young wings that are, top 20, top 25 players.
I understand that. And in fact, when you look at the greatest teams of all time, like you look at the Bulls, there's two-way wings, and that's what the Celtics have. But not all two-way wings or even all-stars are created equal, right? Like if you're going to pay – and I understand, Bobby, your point is, look, you get them under contract, now they're assets. Given their age and the way they perform, they'll be assets even at those numbers, and so you can always figure out what you want to do later. I'll sign up for that. But with the idea that you're signing them to use them together, right, it's not just that two-way wings need to be good, Kawhi and Paul George, even if they were healthy. They need to be crazy good if you're going to pay them $600 million between the two of them and that percentage of your cap in order to win a championship. Presuming they don't get out of the Eastern Conference Finals this season, it seems like they're not making each other better. I mean, they're an excellent team because they're both really good. What else would the Celtics need if you're going to re-sign them and they can't get you over the top?
No, that's a good point, Max. I mean, like, if they have to be great or your supporting cast has to be really good. Like, that's what you're going to see with this new collective bargaining agreement here, because what eventually is going to happen is we could have these two players on these two big contracts and they could be in the prime of their career, but Marcus Smart's going to get older. Malcolm Brogdon, Derek White, and Al Horford, and who knows what Robert Williams here, and those guys have to be great around them. So that's certainly a major concern. I think it's just interesting to see if Boston even offers them the full $295 here. They don't have to, you know, just because you meet the criteria, you don't have to offer them that full contract here. And if they don't, then does that start the wheels in motion here? So that is certainly a consideration here as far as, all right, we have these two players under contract, but what else do we have? Not just this year, but in 2025-26 when the Tatum extension kicks in.
Bobby Marks, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NBA front office insider, former Brooklyn Nets executive. Thanks, Bobby, as always.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you got to sign Tatum and Brown, right, just because you have those assets. But if those two guys don't get you over the top this year, Key, if they get knocked out in five or six games, let's say, it means that they don't have it. Like, they're making deep playoff runs every year, and they're both excellent, right? They make the team excellent, but they don't. They're not more than the sum of their parts. They don't make each other. They don't complement each other like, say, you know, Magic and Kareem or someone like that, right?
But even if they complemented each other, doesn't mean that they're gonna get out of the final and get to the NBA Finals and win a championship.
That's true. But you would like two players who both make super duper max money to be able to get you over the top. It seems if they get knocked out here, that they're going to need something else. I mean, they bring in Brogdon.
They might need something else, but doesn't mean if those two can't coexist.
I agree. They can coexist. And by the way, that's the reason the Celtics are very, very good every year at the core, is they have two excellent young players. I wonder what else, though, if you pay them that money, you could bring in to get them over the top. Did the Lakers tip their hand? Should the Heat be worried? 888-SAY-ESPN.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Max?
Yes, Key.
Do anyone ever make you feel uncomfortable the way they speak to you? Have you ever felt that way?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's
Is there someone Costello. On this show? Is there someone on this show making you feel uncomfortable, Key?
Costello does all the time.
Pat
Costello makes me feel very uncomfortable the way he talks to me.
Mm.
Like he talks with this authority and
kind of bullying.
You must do what I say, and if you don't, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like, dude, seriously?
Look, you're
like,
gonna do the topics to? That we tell you to do, and then we're just gonna do the show, all right? So let's get back on track and take some of these phone calls.
Pull over, exactly.
Pull
there's something
over,
very
insane.
There's something very police-ish about yeah. Pat.
License
very.
And registration.
Yeah,
license
Pat, by the way, he got a new car or a used car, but like a new one for him. A couple months ago, I thought you did a good job finding a car at a good value, Pat. I think it was good. But
it's not a car. It's a vehicle.
It's a vehicle, and it looks like a cop car.
No, it doesn't. It's an actual cop car. He just don't got the sirens and stuff.
Right,
I pull in and park, I'm like, man, what? cops here this early? They're like, oh, wait, Pat,
right? What happened to you yesterday when you were driving your car?
Yeah, I was driving, and I guess I got a little too close to somebody, and they panicked, and we were in kind of a remote area, and so they pulled all the way over thinking I was a cop.
So just even you
your
sitting in your
alone.
Car.
I let them off with a warning.
Yeah.
His voice alone, though.
And he's like the youngest person on the show, too.
He got a real, like, I've heard that voice before, Max.
Is this your vehicle?
And just Mr. listen Johnny. To what that voice tells you, right? Don't run. Yeah, just right there.
I've heard it's something about him, you know? Yeah. I don't know if he's undercover. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You're being detained.
He certainly has played the role very well. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a mall cop, so to speak, but mm-hmm. he's a mall mm-hmm. cop. Like, he, mm-hmm. you know, he done went and bought a car. He's falling into the role. Mm-hmm. This dude done went and bought a car that resembles police vehicles.
Yeah, like, he can't help himself. Vehicles. No matter like what just, position you put him in life, he would just start gravitating toward becoming a police. Yeah, it's called, who he is.
It's just nothing, called good strategy. Nothing, people get out of the way when you're on the highway. It's smart.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's mm-hmm. just, you know.
Something wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. It's just something's going on.
Yeah, something wrong with him.
Yeah, something wrong with you, right? There's nothing wrong with it, Pat. There's something wrong with you, apparently. Yeah. Bentley,
speaking
you know.
Of something being wrong.
Bentley in Ohio has something to say to us, Key.
All right.
Yeah, Zam and Zarshan, man, I'm disgusted at how you guys are talking about the Celtics, man. That's how can you guys get them hope when the record for.
Wait, what did you call me?
3-0 is 100.
Hold on, man.
Zarshan.
Zarshan,
we're gonna get it right in a second. But how can they have a chance when the Lakers were down 3-0 and the record was 149 and oh you guys stuck a fork in them, but you guys can't stick a fork in Celtics. They're not playing good basketball right now.
Well, Bentley, one of the reasons you can't stick a fork in them, the Lakers was down 3-0. They were down 3-0, but they won one. They got one, and they going back on their home turf. The Lakers couldn't get one, and on top of that, the Lakers didn't have home court advantage where the Nuggets did. If the Lakers would have won the one, let's say they just give them one, they going to Denver.
I have a different explanation, Bentley.
They're
okay.
Lose.
You want to hear my explanation, Bentley? Yes or no? All right, here
yes.
it is.
Yes, yes. Earn your name back.
The Celtics entering the Heat series were about to be eliminated by the Sixers. Tatum was 1 of 15 midway through the fourth quarter. Caught fire, won the game for him. They get to a game 7. And in that game, Tatum dropped 51, right? That kind of stuff is in this Celtics team. Backs to the wall because they have a lot of talent. And the best scorer in the conference in Tatum. And if you look at this Heat series, they looked like they quit the Celtics in game 3. I expected them to get trounced in game 4. And it looked, the middle of the third quarter, like that was happening. Now the Heat are up 9. Now here it comes. They're about to be up double digits, then 20, then series over. But they showed real character. They came back on them. So it's one thing if you're saying, like, why am I giving the Celtics, like, oh, wait a minute, what's going on here? They're the 1 seed, the Heat are the 8 seed. There's a reason for that. Not only do you get the home, not only do you have home court, but you were the better team all year, right? You the quality of the team was better. And now you got a guy like Tatum who's shown it in the previous series and just showed it yesterday. So I'd still favor the Heat by a lot, don't get me wrong. But the Celtics have a pulse now. As Key said, that win, like, jump-started a battery. And they got a chance. All right, are you satisfied or no?
No. What's the record for a team that – after you down
never
0-3
happened before.
When you win
before.
Games.
Never happened.
It's never happened before, but it doesn't mean that it won't happen. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, they're not you are looking at it as 4 games. As an ex-athlete, man, I can tell you they're not looking at it as 4 games. They look at it as 1 game on our home court, 1 game. Those other 4 games are in the rearview mirror.
And now Key, it's 3 now. It's not 4. It's 3.
No, well, 3 now. We've already spent the money on those 4 games that we played already. That's gone. That's in our back pocket. We got one game.
I tell you this. If the Lakers was done before it was over, the Celtics is done.
I didn't feel the Lakers were done, actually, tell you the truth.
Well, I felt they were done.
I didn't think they were done. I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it. I thought they could get one and then take it one day at a time. And Key said, absolutely not, Max. You're an idiot. Never say take it one day at a time. And then the next day, the Celtics win, and now Key is saying one day at a time.
Because they won
well,
the game.
I'm just saying that it's a quick turnaround for you,
Key. God, stop.
Kenneth in Dallas, you're on KJM.
Wait, I wanted to hear Bentley tell us why our names were our names.
I don't know.
But you hung up on
him. I couldn't even hear what he was saying our names were. What did he say our names were?
I don't remember. Yeah. I just know it wasn't Keyshawn and Max.
Yeah, it was something else. Kenneth in Dallas.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Kenneth.
I just want to make a point here. First off, I want to say congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. The Denver Nuggets swept the Los Angeles Lakers, and on every news station and media, all I've heard the past couple of days is what can the Lakers do to get back into the championship.
Why do you
game.
Think that is, Kenneth?
It's okay. It's okay that LeBron James is not going to the finals. It's okay.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think the media is doing that, Kenneth? Kenneth, why do you think the media is doing that? Why do you think
well,
so?
Well, I think it's an obsession.
No, it's not an obsession. Again, it's very simple, Kenneth.
I've heard nothing about the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, let me explain to you why. I want to just tell people this so you understand. In the national media, you got to fish where the fish are. Right? The national media, we pay attention to the teams that the most people care about. So if baseball is talked, it's the Yankees or Dodgers. If when you talk about football, you'll notice sometimes Dallas Cowboys have nothing to do with anything. We'll figure out a way to talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
That's been a
Aaron
very long
Rodgers.
Time then, Max.
Right, yeah, exactly. If in basketball, people care about the Lakers, they have the most fans. So TV and radio are in the business of doing ratings, of getting you to listen, you to watch. And more of you listening watch when people talk the Cowboys, the Lakers. It's not that difficult. It's not they're obsessed with LeBron James. We're obsessed with LeBron James because you are. You are. If he went to Denver, we would talk about Denver.
Yeah.
Exactly my point, Max. Mm-hmm. Max, exactly my point. It's an obsession. And again, you made a point about the fish. Exactly. The fish got caught on the hook, and the fish is no longer swimming in the water. We want to see the fish that's in the water. We want to hear about the fish that's in the water.
It's not the Denver Nuggets.
That's an incorrect extension of the analogy, Key, of the metaphor. But, okay, all right.
It's not going to happen at that level. Whether LeBron James was on the Lakers or not, when LeBron James was not on the Lakers, guess what was being talked about? The Lakers. Why? What are they going to do? Who are they going to get next? How are we going to rebuild and win a championship?
But can you admit that if LeBron were on Denver, we would – you're right. Lakers are always going to get talked
about. You're going to always talk about the Lakers.
And wherever LeBron goes is going to get talked about.
And if you're going to talk about LeBron, if LeBron was to go to another team.
So, in other words,
Steph Curry goes to another team, you're going to talk about that team too because it's Steph Curry. But, KD, the Suns, the Nets. That's what happens.
AD, but in other words, you're going to talk about two things for sure in the NBA, for sure. You're going to talk Lakers, and you're going to talk LeBron. And LeBron is on the Lakers, so guess what the national media is going to be talking about? Guess who?
Put him on the Yankees. Think they'll talk about it?
That's right. Put LeBron and the Lakers on the Yankees. There won't be any other topic in sports. Somehow they'll join forces with the Cowboys, and that's it. Sports talk is now over. It's the singularity. More of your calls. But next, DeAndre Hopkins, Key, made some comments. And you got to tell me, but more sounds like there was a clear indictment of a certain quarterback. Keyshawn J. Will and Max.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
KJM ESPN Radio, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, DeAndre Hopkins made some comments, and man, like, Kyler Murray catches it. Friendly fire, collateral damage, whatever. I mean, this dude, here's DeAndre Hopkins on I Am Athlete Podcast.
I've been through 3 to 4 GMs my career. So a stable management, a QB who loves the game, QB who brings everybody on board with him, pushes not just himself, but people around him, and a great defense. I think defense won championships.
I mean, he's talking about what he's looking for in a new team. Key, a quarterback. Let's hear that again. Let's hear the exact quote he said about Kyler Murray. Listen to this.
Germ spreader.
I've been through 3 to 4 GMs my career. So a stable management, a QB who loves the game, QB who brings everybody on board with him, pushes not just himself, but people around him, and a great defense. I think defense won championships.
I mean,
yeah.
Who could he possibly be? He's basically saying he doesn't have that right now, Key.
Well, it's about him going to another team, right? Mm-hmm. He's looking for a stable environment, a quarterback who doesn't make everything about himself. Let's just face it. He's not using Kyler Murray's name, but D-Hop is certainly referencing.
Yes.
And talking about.
You all right, brother?
Kyler Murray.
You got those allergies, good. Huh?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm moving slower. But he's certainly talking about it. Because, look, everybody we've had on this show that has something to do or have been around Kyler Murray in Arizona or college
Calvin
or wherever.
Calvin Beecham, the right tackle, was on the show, and they don't mince words, Key.
They all kind of have a certain feeling about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is the type of player, from what I understand and get, the guy who takes his ball home. He's got the nice ball at the basketball court. He doesn't get picked. You know,
one's playing ball.
Nobody's playing basketball with him, so he takes the nice ball home because everybody usually has a ball. But his ball is a nice leather one, indoor, outdoor.
Mm-hmm. Got all the air in it,
The other ones are kind of flat, don't bounce right, plastic. They hurt your hand when you dribble. Or they're the fuzzy ones that slick, and if you play it in the rain, they're going to get away from you. So he likes to take his ball and go home because he thinks that you need him so much. It's all about him. And that's the way DeAndre Hopkins is explaining things when he's talking about the type of quarterback in offense and players that he want to be around. It's a common theme when we speak Cardinals quarterback. That's just what it is.
So you think about the NFCs. The AFC has so many great quarterbacks, Mahomes and Burrow and Herbert and Allen, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. It goes on and on. Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson,
it's
Sean Payton. Yeah. It's absurd. Trevor
it's
Lawrence.
Cute.
You could just keep going. It's like, what? With 10, 11? The NFC got Jalen Hurts, then maybe Dak Prescott. Kyler, there's a golden opportunity, right, for a guy like Kyler Murray to do some real damage there. Because he has the talent, he has the skills, but he lacks the maturity and leadership qualities, apparently.
It seems that way. I don't think that Kyler Murray, if it wasn't for his contract, I don't believe that he would be in Arizona. I think they regretting the fact that the new general manager and head coach are regretting the fact that the old regime gave Kyler Murray this contract that they've got to live with for the next at least 3 years, three seasons. When you look at it, he certainly had some splash moments, but I've always maintained that you're not going to win a Super Bowl with him at the quarterback position, mainly because of his size. I was always leery about his size. His athletic ability is second to none. He was fast. I don't know what he'll be back coming back off his ACL. Now, mind you, he probably won't start the beginning of the season as a starting quarterback with the Arizona Cardinals because of the injury. So when you start to look at it, yeah, money-wise, it worked out the way it's supposed to. But is it going to work out quarterback-wise long-term for him in Arizona? Or will he be looking to do something different a couple years ago from now? Will he be looking to go back to playing baseball? What will happen when the new coach that's in Arizona says, you know what, this isn't working for us. This just is not going to go. It's not going in the right direction. Now you got DeAndre Hopkins essentially talking about Kyler Murray without saying his name. I mean, D-Hop is smart enough to not do that. But come on, man. Who else could he be possibly talking about?
Well, look, Kyler Murray, you know, Jalen Hurts, when he took over the job from Carson Wentz, you know, I looked at certain things. Like, I remember there was a game against Arizona that year, and Arizona won. But Jalen Hurts flashed in that game, and I thought, damn, he's kind of doing – he's almost as good as Kyler Murray. In other words, Kyler Murray was like a benchmark for me that was a good thing if you could play that well, right? And no one would compare – like, you know, who would ever even dream of taking Kyler Murray over Jalen Hurts now, right? Not even a question.
I wouldn't have took him.
Even then,
him
right. But, like, on, it's Max. Funny. DeAndre Hopkins is saying this because look at the difference when – and they were a good team in getting better, the Cardinals. And then they said, okay, who do we – we need to get him a receiver, and they went and plucked DeAndre Hopkins from Deshaun Watson, basically, right? And Kyler Murray, you know, it was a benefit to Kyler Murray. Just like the Eagles were looking around, they go, we got a lot of stuff here. We're going to go get A.J. Brown. And when A.J. Brown got there, Jalen Hurts took that next step. And you think A.J. Brown would ever say about Jalen Hurts, I want to go to a new team. I'm looking for a team with a leader, as a quarterback.
No.
Not just, like, there's, but when you look at the physical skills, there's no good reason that Kyler Murray couldn't be as good as Jalen Hurts, right? But he's not. There's
he's
like Jalen Hurts has
quarterback is,
but
Hurts
he's not tall.
Man.
Neither is Jalen Hurts. They're both fast.
Jalen Hurts is tall enough.
That's okay. Jalen Hurts is a little taller, but they're both fast. They can both throw. Kyler Murray could do a lot. Key. It's the what's frustrating about it is even more than the hype for me. It's all this stuff that turns him from a player you should want to a player
well,
you don't.
He's always, Wales was described to me when he left Texas A&M, is he's a kid that will take his ball and go home.
Right.
When he doesn't get his way, he pouts, he complains, and he takes the ball and go home.
Now, that's Cardinals fans would love him to take his ball and go home.
That's something he has to deal with in his throughout his career. Because if you keep doing the same things and people keep seeing the same things, nobody's ever going to want to play with him.
You know what you hope, Key?
Especially at the receiver position.
What you hope is that, because we've heard of players in the past who look back and say, hey, I was immature, I was selfish, I was ill. Ryan Leaf comes to mind, right? If Ryan Leaf could take what he knows now and put it into his old self, he'd have been an excellent quarterback.
Yeah, but Kyler is not to that extent.
No, I get it. But what I'm saying, I'm just using an extreme example of a guy more than he was a problem. It was like he learned later in, like when people say youth is wasted on the young, he learned later in life. Mike Vick is another guy. If Mike Vick knew then what he knows now, he'd have been incredible.
But Kyler knows a lot. Kyler just seems to be stubborn. And he just seems to, you got to remember, man, he was always the number one guy in high school. Mm-hmm. He was the number one guy in college. When he went to Texas A&M, he was the number one guy at Oklahoma on baseball. He was number one guy who won the Heisman. He was the number one overall pick. He's never been told no before. So you know how that goes. It's like
it's incredible what it takes.
No, you know?
It's incredible what it takes to be as great as, say, someone like LeBron James. Like, you look at Kyler Murray, you say, does he have the athletic ability? Oh, my God. Off the charts. Maybe the best athlete on earth. You consider he was drafted sixth overall by Billy Beane in baseball. Oakland A's don't waste draft picks high up first round draft. They're drafting sure things. So you can only imagine how good he could have been there. He was the number one overall pick in the draft. He balled out in college, obviously, to be the number one pick. He showed incredible talent in the NFL. Then you say, okay, well, talent's not enough. You need to hone your skill. He did that. Like, every little thing needs to go right. And then you have to have the kind of character and maturity and mentality that, like, when you get, it just takes so much. Kyler Murray has seems to have every single thing except the kind of maturity to get over his stubbornness, it seems, from everything I understand. I don't know Kyler Murray, but from everything that I am told.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Great deals on the hottest tickets. Experience it live. What, are we at a wedding right now? What's going on? All right.
No, man. No, I was just sitting here. Yeah, man, crickets are good, though. I've had some.
Oh, they got what? You. They got to Key
roasted
so long
cricket.
Ago.
No, I asked Pat, has he ever had chili cheese Fritos? Never.
No.
Have you ever had crickets, Pat?
No.
See, Key, people have to understand, he grew up in South Central, but still that's L.A., right?
Yeah,
but
it's the heart of L.A.
Then he was the number one pick, and they saw it coming from a big recruit and everything, SC. So this dude has had money for so many decades now, and living in L.A., he's holding a baby. There's a picture of Key with holding a baby pig in the Caribbean Sea. He's eating crickets
Man,
and going
live,
on darkness
though.
Retreats.
You got to live, Max.
Key is absolutely gentrified, Max. It's a wrap. Yo, we'll never get him back.
Could you imagine showing little Key in South Central? Joseph, look at this. See, this is you.
Joseph,
this is you. In 40 years, he'd be like, what the hell
no,
am I
eating
doing?
Smothered, eating smothered chicken is not gentrified.
That's no, but eating a cricket
Key,
is.
What are you putting in your salad tonight?
Sugar snap pea.
Okay.
Key, I needed to hear about the cricket. How did you, why would you do that?
I was in Mexico. I was in Cabo. Uh-huh. And they had on the menu the crickets. And so we got appetizer crickets. And so several of us decided to eat them.
If someone brings the crickets around, and I'll eat anything. I'm not going to eat like calves brains or something like that. I saw my grandmother do that once. No, but I'll eat anything. I'm not a food snob like the rest of y'all. I'll eat chopped liver, everything.
No, I'm not a food snob.
The point is,
chopped liver, I'm not eating that.
I'll eat it in a second. Love it, as a matter of fact.
All that sort of stuff. I'm not eating back porch food. Them days been over.
I'll do all. I love food, but. If someone brought to me a platter with some cooked up crickets on it, you can save that. What would you eat a cricket for?
You're gonna be like, but it has protein, Max. Nah, brother.
Lots of things have protein.
Yeah,
it was crispy
eggs.
Like a chip, man. You're all right.
My concern is that you ordered them. I thought that someone like gave you one, but no, that you like you were like, oh yeah,
the,
well, a plate of crickets.
The individuals I was with ordered them, and
Now, did you order them or did your wife order them?
No, not my wife. She don't mess with that, but it was the individuals I was with.
Yeah, you know why? Because your wife's from the East Coast. She knows better.
Yeah, but you still ate them.
Yeah, but it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. You try things. You try different things. I tried liver when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I won't eat that stuff no more.
Yeah.
That's not for me.
I'll cook it myself. I like liver.
Would you eat more crickets?
Only if he's in Cabo.
Yeah, exactly.
Nuno, get some crickets, send them to L.A.
Like, yeah, I'm a cricket guy only out in Cabo or something like that.
I'm
maybe.
A cricket guy is insane.
In Cabo.
No, but Max always talking about they got to me. They didn't get to
they
me.
They got
Max.
You. Long time ago.
Long time
oh,
ago.
Oh, they got to you a long time ago, Key.
Key like, I don't want no honey bun. I need mine to be
as soon as I heard Yates,
no,
freshly
no,
glazed.
Cinnabon.
Yates,
no,
he was going
bun,
on
the honey
darkness
bun, I'm not
retreat.
Really, Honey bun used to be the thing back in the day, but I graduated to Cinnabons now. Though.
See, he only Cinnabon. You got to come one joint a person. Like
he waits until bun. the new ones come out.
The no Eggo thing is just insane to me.
Gluten free organic Eggo. Cinnabon.
Yeah, he's never had an Eggo. You've never had an Eggo?
No, as a kid.
Yeah, yeah. Delicious.
As an adult,
Eggos are delicious.
I'm not eating an Eggo.
Why
I'm a
not?
Belgian waffle.
I get it. If you can make home Key, if you have the time to make a homemade waffle, go ahead. It's better. I get it.
I have time.
But you're on the run, you're not going to have an Eggo waffle?
No, no, I'll pass. I'll drink water. That'll cure my appetite.
That's not even right, though. Eggos are better than homemade waffles almost.
They're good, man. I'm not going to lie.
Damn mind.
Homemade They're waffles good. Are not. You're eating kale waffles. Relax.
Joe in Houston, you're on KJM.
Hey. Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing? I enjoy y'all show very much. Every morning when I get up, I turn to you guys.
That's right.
I would like to say that, you know, the Celtics can come back and win, and they do need to keep those two guys on their roster and add another a center that can play that position or another power forward. They'll be okay. And it has been done before. A team has come back from 3-1. If you look back, I think it was the Celtics when they were playing Philadelphia.
But by the way, the Cavs, when they played the Warriors. See, and that, you're making a good point, Joe, which is it's no longer can the Celtics come back down 3-0. No one's ever done that. Now everything resets. Now it's can the Celtics come back down 3-1.
Yeah,
there are teams who've done that.
But the 3-1 thing is fake because they were never down 3-0. See, it's 3-0. You can't use the 3-1 because they were never down. 3-1.
Yeah, I get it, but I'm saying what I'm trying to say, like it's like the coin flip key. It resets now. Now they're down 3-1.
You can reset it, and you can reset it for conversation's sake. No question about it.
Yeah,
but it's the 3-0.
The fact never that they would have come back from 3-0.
Yeah, 3-1. Teams have gone 1-2, got down 3-1, come back and won. That's happened before.
Justin in Virginia, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's up, Justin?
So I was thinking the Corey Alexander, Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm. Corey Alexander said the Lakers should go get Draymond Green. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think they should do that, keep their depth. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving's a sexy pick, but Draymond could put – I forget who said it yesterday, but put a key in AD's back
Key, you know, it's funny because I was looking at – I didn't realize that Austin Reeves shot it this well. He shot 40% from three, you know, because he can score, period. But he shoots it well enough to be certainly – a threat from there, and you know, but the question is, could the Lakers starting five compensate for Dre's lack of an outside shot when LeBron and AD don't shoot it particularly well, you know?
But the guys on the bench, they got to get a couple guys, you know, in the rotation that can shoot it well.
I guess. I don't know if the NBA works that way anymore.
You know, you keep thinking the NBA is just loaded with shooters everywhere. It's not really true, Max.
Mm.
No, because you think it Golden State, you know, you
Celtics.
Just think of teams that got crazy shooters. But when you look across all 32 teams, everybody doesn't have crazy shooters that's just 50-something, 60-something percent.
You know, I just don't want three guys under average for their positions on the floor at the same time from deep. But listen, we are going to continue this much
we
more.
We cry, we laugh, we... What else?
We learned, we laughed, we cried.
In New York,
Rainy
New Jersey.
Is coming up in a matter of moments. We'll be back 6 a.m. Eastern tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.